This young man who was not from this area came to Albany a short time before that, who happened to be in a convenience store at the time when the same convenience store had called the police stating that they were being robbed and that the perpetrators had a gun. That being a priority call, the police were dispatched, and among the police who arrived were also three detectives. What's important about these detectives arriving is that they do not have body cameras. Albany Police Department did invest in body cameras for those on patrol and for those in the neighborhood engagement unit, and I really did not know that they ran out of money before they bought them for detectives. So three detectives actually pursued Elazar, and the patrol officers pursued another young man of African descent who ran in a different direction. I don't know who actually did what, but the fact that the police were under the belief that among these suspects was somebody with a gun, and that's how they were pursuing. Elazar went into a courtyard off of Elk Street and fell to the ground, got back up, and then was shot. I mean, those are the facts that no one disputes. The dispute arises from the fact that the only video that was taken of the event was from a nearby building and is not very good resolution. So you can see Elazar entering the courtyard from one direction and falling and getting up and falling again. You can see the detective coming in from the opposite direction and going toward the Elazar blurb. The police report states that Elazar stumbled or fell, retrieved a hunting knife, and then held the knife and was going toward the detective. Everyone, including myself, who has seen the video, seems to believe that the blurb of Elazar went down. Yes, he stumbled, he got up, and he was running away, as unfortunately most young men of African descent do when they see police coming toward them. The police state that, you know, he had a gun out. They were looking for someone with a gun, and they really weren't sure if he had retrieved a gun or a knife or whatever it was, but they were on high alert and were prepared to use deadly force, thinking that this perpetrator who had robbed a convenience store had a gun. The thing that's very odd about the police report is they state that he was shot in the upper shoulder. The doctors at Albany Med retrieved a bullet from Elazar's back, and everyone who has visited him and knows him all says he was shot in the back. The police state that, well, maybe he twisted, he turned, but that they aimed for, and they're still insisting that he was shot in the shoulder. So that's the overall story. The officers were supposedly investigated by their own department, and it was found to be a good shooting. And Elazar was charged with, He was charged with having a weapon and, to some effect, either running away or resisting arrest. So the rally was the end result of having lots of people say that this doesn't make sense. It doesn't, you know, the young man is paralyzed from his chest down. He has lots and lots of medical needs and daily living needs. His partner has quit her job and has taken on full-time caretaking of him. They had been living in a second-floor apartment, so people had to physically carry him up and down stairs to get to his medical appointments and all kinds of treatment appointments. He's had to apply for Medicaid and emergency assistance, which all that comes at different levels, getting medications and dealing with a criminal charge, which is still pending. So the community immediately asked to have the criminal charge against him removed because of looking at the video, and asked to have the detectives, the one who actually shot him, who was Detective James Olson, and his two partners, to be removed from street duty. Only Detective Olson was removed from street duty, kind of pending this investigation, but being investigated by your own agency isn't something the community has much faith in. Correct. So we've asked for the Attorney General to do the investigation. We've also asked for the Albany District Attorney to recuse themselves from the case in any form because of their history of questionable cases such as this. And the fourth item of the petition was asking that the Albany Citizens Review Board be actually given the authority that they need to question witnesses and to see the full unredacted reports.
All right. Can you speak a little bit about Elazar's medical condition?
I actually cannot. The Center for Law and Justice has been assisting with those needs. All I know is at this point, you know, he's fairly stable, except for the fact that he's paralyzed, that they were working to get him more occupational therapy, because for some reason that Albany Med did not think he was being as responsive as he should. I mean, how responsive is a 19-year-old who's become paralyzed from a bullet? I certainly can see him being assertive and being whatnot, but for some reason they thought he was a risk to medical personnel, which I find absurd. But again, Center for Law and Justice is handling all of that. Our CAMI is focusing on the governor's executive order and getting the district attorney from Albany recused from doing anything about the case. So those are our major components.
Okay, and can you say once again what our CAMI is?
CAMI is Capital Area Against Mass Incarceration. We became active after the Mike Brown shooting and have been an umbrella organization for many people and other organizations that are dealing with parole, justice, incarceration, jail sentences, the whole racism with the incarceration system. So we've taken on a number of things, such as raising the age so that a young person of 16 who is arrested for stealing sneakers isn't sent to prison with adults. We have done some advocacy work on bills to change special housing or solitary confinement rules. We do things in coordination with aging prisoners. So lots of different individual issues within ending mass incarceration.
For people interested in following this issue, do you know anything about what's the next steps or how they can learn more and get involved with the Justice for Elazar?
Absolutely. There is going to be a fundraising event at Umana, which is located on Washington Avenue, on Wednesday, November 14th at 7 o'clock. It's Wednesday with Words, when a portion of that evening's profits will go toward Justice for Elazar. There is a Facebook page and a GoFundMe for people who'd like to contribute to his medical and daily living expenses. And if you go to the Capital Area Against Mass Incarceration Facebook page or website, you can get information there as well.